Time for our Champions of Education, brought to you by Nordson Corporation, a vital self-renewing worldwide organization. Nordson Corporation, helping build products the world uses every day. We're going to learn about something fun and exciting that's happening in Lorain. Firefish Arts, you know them from their festival in the fall, but they've also put together different events throughout the year leading up to that big weekends of different things taking place. And one of them is starting on Saturday, February 12th. It's called Patterns of Time, and we've got with us from Firefish Arts, Candace Pettigrew. Candace, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
Right, and also on the line, we've got artist, visionary, and new media artist, Ross Bochnick. Hello, Ross.
Hi.
Ross, are you from Lorain, or what's your background in the area here?
Cleveland.
And so they brought you in, reading through this whole release, I come away with, you're going to project sort of kaleidoscopic images on a five-story building.
Yes.
What brings you to think to yourself, I can do something like that?
Well, I've been doing projections since I was in high school.
Wow. And what goes into something like that? I would think you would just need a projector and a screen of some kind, right? I
mean, so this one is going to be interactive. So yes, definitely a bright projector. We're going to be projecting from across the street. There's some software that will make it interactive for the first iteration of this. So people can press a key, and it will choose the image that's going to be thrown into the kaleidoscopic system, and actually trying to keep this no-touch as possible. There's going to be a microphone where the loudness of your voice is actually going to control the rotation of the kaleidoscope. And it's a silicone keyboard, so we can wipe it down real easily. So.
I'm always fascinated by kaleidoscopes. You know, it's sort of that what image looks, what you know it, and then you put it through this sort of kaleidoscopic process, and it just creates all sorts of fun shapes and colors. Candace, mm-hmm. talk about your involvement as far as bringing Ross to doing something like this.
Well, Ross actually is a 3D projectionist, map projection. Probably not saying that right, Ross. You can. Correct me, but so he did something for us at the festival. We really loved what he did, and we had a great response to his exhibit. So we wanted to bring him back, and we're kicking off our programs this year with the Patterns of Time. And, you know, to talk about the kaleidoscopic version of it, what I think is really cool is we were able to get pictures from the archives of the Lorain Historical Society. And the pictures are all coming from the Lorain International Festival. So they have a lot of great pictures from the 70s and 80s era. And they're all focusing on the Lorain International Festival Princess Parade. So the kaleidoscope is made up of patterns and textures from the garments and the dresses that the princesses have worn. So there's like 30 different cultures that are incorporated into the Lorain International Festival. We've been able to pull, I think, at least 15 different heritage that we've been able to pull the patterns and textures from. And Ross was able to play with that and create these kaleidoscopic images. So it's kind of a way for us to show what Lorain is, to show the heritage that we have. And, you know, really we're hoping to inspire the community to be excited about their culture and look at history in a different way.
So, Candace, I imagine even for people who are not from Lorain or maybe who don't live in Lorain, by seeing this, they are, in a way, going to learn more about the city's history and its culture.
Absolutely, yes.
Ross, when you see the I've walked through I don't know what you call a group of princesses when we've done at the International Festival. The colors are amazing. I bet you thought to yourself, I can do a lot with these types of images.
Yeah, it's going to include floats and dances as well, and the regalia of cultural, you know, heritage. Definitely colors and patterns is what made me think, yes, this would make a really cool kaleidoscope. And also the metaphorical quilting together, weaving together, drawing together all these textile metaphors that are often used when describing a diverse community.
Now, Candace, how often is this going to be on display? I think it starts on the 12th, right?
It does. So we kick off the event on Saturday the 12th. It's going to be at the corner of Broadway Avenue and 7th Street in downtown Lorain. And that's going to be an actually interactive opportunity for the community to come down. And like Ross was saying, they'll be able to control the kaleidoscope with the microphone and the keyboard. And then we're going to be recording that projection that night. So as the community does what they do, that'll all be recorded. And then for the following two weekends, that projection will be on the corner of Broadway and 7th Street on Fridays and Saturdays from 6 to 9. So there'll be a couple more opportunities for the community to come out and see it. Or, you know, if you're just driving down Broadway, there's going to be a really cool projection going on and that we're really hoping will make people look at Broadway and downtown Lorain a little bit differently.
Yeah, coming out of the Briar, I believe, yes?
Yes. The Black River Initiative Arts Residence is what they're called.
Is there an audio part? Is there visual and audio? Is there music or some sound to this too?
No.
Okay.
No sound,
okay.
Just the video.
Right. Just a lot of the video of the kaleidoscopic things like that. Going through. Yeah. Where did you get all of the photographs for this?
The Lorain Historical Society. There's a man named John Milas. He, in the 70s and 80s, took, I think they have 2,000 different pictures that he took of the festival and the parade in that era. And they have a collection that's open to anybody, really, that they can look at. But they were able to help us get connected to those pictures, and they've been a really great partner for us.
Yeah, at ohiomemory.org.
Sounds great. Again, this is the first will take place on the Saturday, February 12th at 6 o'clock. As we, with the projection, obviously, wait till the sun goes down to enjoy,
yeah, mm-hmm.
to do something like that. And it's the first of many things you have planned for this this particular year. But this is the first one called Patterns of Time. If people want to find out more about this, where's a good place to get some details on it as well?
You can go to our website. It's firefishfestival.com. You can also go to our Facebook page, too. We have some little snippets of video and pictures that give you an idea of what the projection will look like.
Wow. So when you're creating something like this, Ross, you don't know what it's going to – as a kaleidoscope, it's unique, right? It's almost like a snowflake in a sense. He creates it, or is there some sort of a pattern to it, if it were?
Oh, it's very unique, and there's so many great photographs that I'm actually going to create little videos. So as the video, as the kind of like the slideshow feeds in, that will add an element of unpredictability, and of course you'll be controlling it,
right.
The rotation.
If people want Ross to find out other parts of your works and things you do, is there a good place to get some details and see some of your visual arts?
Yeah, absolutely. Splendid-dimensions.com and splendid_dimensions on Instagram.
Sounds good. Ross Bachnick joining us this morning, media artist as well as Candace Pettigrew from the Firefish Festival Arts. Appreciate your time this morning. Thank you both for joining us today.
Thanks for having
us. Thank you.
Thanks.